The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Aaron David Lebovitz, Rav of Young Israel of Cleveland Heights, and Chavir of Vad HaRabbanim of Cleveland, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah Lamech Chesamad Aleph tells us mumim sheba'ayin, mumim that it would be in the eye of the Bechor, that would allow the Kayin to shecht it, eat the Bechor b'gvulim. One of the mumim that's mentioned in the Mishnah is the chilazoin nachosh. Seems to be some type of a growth that's in the eye or coming out from basar near the eye, the Rambam says, that forms a certain tsura that looks like a chilazoin or a nachosh. So the Gemara will discuss exactly what this means. So Gemara Namad Beis has a shaila. So, chilazon oynachash means that if this image in the eye is looking like a chilazon, which would be hard for us to know because we're not sure what the chilazon is, or it looks like a nachash, a snake, either one would be a kula, would allow it to be a mum for the kohen to eat it. Or is it a chilazon nachash, that the mum has to have the characteristics in some way of both the chilazain and the nachash, and this would be the hatter. So Gemara brings a ma'aseh rav. Amar Rababar Barchana says, Rababar Barchana, Sachli Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yonasan, the Shita says, Ben Elazar. Rabbi Yonasan said over that Zakein Echad, there was a Zakein in our neighborhood, Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi ben Lakunya Shemai. Rashi says that Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi was a kayin. Umayyam I loyabar to the fada. And Rabbi Yonasan says that I never passed before him. Rashi says, Shagadol Hador Hoya. He was a Gadol Hador, Rav Shimon ben Yosi. And it would not be respectful, Pashtus, for him to go before him and not to come and stop, to learn by him, to be by him. So he avoided it. But Pamachas one time, Yesavar to the fada. And the following incident happened when he did go before him. Rav Shimon ben Yosi said, Shev b'ni shev, sit down please here. And he had a shayla of a bechor with this very, very question about something in the eye that was like a chilazon. And he told him, chilazon zeh, this chilazon that you that's in this bechor, mum kavua, it's a mum kavua, lishchad alav. So it seems that Rav Shimon Yosi held that you need to have a chilazon that has also characteristics of a nachash, but the animal in question that was a bechor given to him had those characteristics. And therefore he was indicating to Rabbi Yochanan that he should pass it on his behalf, that it's okay. The Gemara continues and says, even though we said that an Adam, a Kohen, is not allowed to paskin this inyan of mumim for himself, there's a tremendous negias involved, because of course the Kohen is freeloading, the animal's freeloading off the Kohen, he can't do anything for him, and yet the Kohen has to take care of it and feed it, so there was a very big incentive for a Kohen to paskin a mum. So he could eat the animal and not have this problem. So as we see throughout the Masech, the Chachamim were very strict in not trusting the Kohanim. So you're not allowed a paskin mumim for yourself. Aval, but there's a shtickle loophole that mayor halacha l'talmidim v'talmidim mayor la. You're allowed to tell the halacha to your students because you need someone else to paskin for you. But what if the person you're asking doesn't know the halacha. So the Rebbe, who's a Talmud Chacham, can tell the Talmidim this is the halacha, and they can rely on that to paskin on behalf of the Rebbe. So in fact, the Gemara, that's only Baba Rabbi Abba. I'm Rav Huna. Call Talmud Chacham Shemar Halacha Ba. Im Kaida Maisa Amra Shemila. Talmud Chacham was paskining something that's relevant to him. If he's already given the similar psak before he ever had it Lamaisa, that's fine. But if he all of a sudden came up with this psak now, when it was negay to him, then ain't shaymala, you don't listen. So her over here, now all of a sudden it's negay to him, he came up with this psak. So how are we allowed to allow Rabbi Yonasan to pass on his behalf based on what he said? This is something that Rabbi Shimon Yosi was paskining previous to this, so therefore, that's not a problem. So there are klalim in Hoira, that are being presented in this Gemara, and it's klolim in Hilchas Mum and how to approach the Psak of a Mum. And it's interesting how it's brought down or not brought down in the Paiske. So first of all, just the Pshat Ha'ara, it's interesting that he never went, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, I never went by Rav Shimon Yossi. And then he did. So Chara, if he had a cheshbon not to go, because of COVID for the Gaol Ador, not to get to ignore him, whatever the reason exactly was, why all of a sudden did it happen? Why did he go? So it seemed, maybe, that it was Ashkocha Pratis. The Gadol needed the Psak, and it happened without maybe him planning it out, that he ended up over there. And that was Ashkocha Pratis, that he needed to be in the right place at the right time. That Rav Shimon Yossi needed his Psak, he needed someone, and Hashem arranged it that he ended up being there. So let's go into the how it's brought down the Halacha. In the Ein Mishpat, he's Messiah in Ois Beis, that he's Messiah, the Rambam, Hilchas Sanhedrin, Yud Alf Zayin, and Choshen Mishvet, Yudche, Simon Yudches, Sif He. What does it say there? The Yachol Harav, the Haray Sadin, the Tamidoi, Besha Sadin, Vehu Dun Imoi. That, let's say you have a Bezin, and they're trying to decide on a halacha, and you have the Rebbe who knows the halacha, and you have Tamidim who don't know it. So the Rebbe is allowed to educate the Talmidim b'shas Maisa and help them know what the din is. So one would perhaps say that if the Talmud is sitting there and doesn't know it on his own, he doesn't pass at all to be considered a chacham for this inyan. So the chiddush is that no, you're allowed to be considered a chacham if your Rebbe shows it to you. So in this Gemara, you sort of see that same idea that Rabbi Shimon showed Rabbi Yochanan the din. But Lamaisa, the little shver, that siyun, because the Nisei Kalim primarily are Messiah as a makor for that din. Gemara said, Hedron Lamavava Madal. The Gemara says over there, Beferish, Avakant, that the Gemara says over there, Beferish, that the Dayan could be married to the Tamin, to Talmud, the Chacham, to help him pass them together. But over here, Lachara, it's a bigger chiddush, because the Gemara Sanhedrin was talking about Stama Shaila, but not that there's any negiyas on behalf of the Rebbe. Just that the Rebbe needs somebody to be on the bezin with him, so he can educate the Talmud b'shas Maisa. He can learn on the job. But over here, it's a whole different inyan by Mumim. Over here, the Chacham is not qualified to give a hayra in this inyan, because it's negay to him. It's a whole different thing. And then he's allowed to, with that negiyas, we're allowing him to still tell the Talmud. So chayr, that is a bigger chiddush that you do not see from Rambam Sanhedrin Perek Yud Alef Zayin and Choshen Mishpat Yuchesed. So that's a shikol ha'ara and the Ein Mishpat Tzia. Now we understand why he did it, as we'll see, because the Rambam doesn't bring this din. This din over here, that if it's negeil a maisa to the chacham, and he can then give the psak to the Talmud, the shas maisa, with the condition that he had initially paskin that way. Which is the chiddush of our Gemara, one chiddush of our Gemara, of our story. The Rambam doesn't bring that din anywhere. So the Mishnah gave you the closest makor, but at the end of the day, you end up with a kasha, you know, of Shiloh. Why does the Rambam leave out this seemingly important prat in Hilchas Hayrah? Okay, now the other thing you see in the Gemara, the next step is, the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham is Einai Paisik L'Atzmai. He can't paskin for his own in Yonah. So there the Ein Mishpat is assigned to the Ramah, Yerodeya Reish Membeiz Lamedvav. The Ramah Taka brings this din, but again, the Rambam leaves this out. So why doesn't the Rambam mention that a Talmud Chacham cannot pass it for himself? Tzarech Iyun. Don't know the reason for that. And the other particular din, that Ein Adam Raya Mum Li'atzmai, which is in Maseches Becharis a few places, the Rambam in Hilchas Becharis Perak Gimel Halacha Alf and in your Yerodeya Shin Yud Beis Beis, over there the din is taka brought, but lechera one would have to also add to that din our whole sugya that you're allowed to be megal the din to the Talmidim as long as you paskin before. So even where it's the actual sugya where this was specifically in Nageya, it is not brought down not in the Rambam, not Shulchan Aruch, but interestingly the Aruch HaShulchan Shin Yud Beis Ches. Taka brings the sugya, but the Aruch Shulchan Kedarka would usually ask such a kasha, why did the Rambam leave it out? And he'd handle with the sugya. But no, the Rosh Hashanah just brings this din, it brings our sugya, the only, like, halacha l'maisa paisik that really tells it in the vek, but not in the Rambam, not in the Torah, not in the Shulchan Aruch, not by Seisef, and not in the Ramah. So that's also a bit of a mystery. Why did that happen? So then this starts in, but you're learning up the Gemara, there are klolim in Hara here, Al-Khara Nageya, at least the Aruch HaShulcha does bring these prat. From Yashiv, that's out, in the Sefer Ha'aras over here, asked an interesting question on what happened. He says, Al-Khara, we understand that a Talmud Chacham can't paskin Lakula for himself in Hilchis Mumim. That we understand. But over here, L'chara, Rabbi Yossi was going L'chum anyways in his psak. Because that Shaila, do you need to be a Chilazan that looks like a Nachash? Or is it enough that it's only like a Chilazan or only like a Nachash? So the Chumra is L'chara that you need characteristics of both. Otherwise, just looking like one is sufficient. So, Rabbi Yossi, the mum that the animal had, was L'chol HaPachas looked like either a Chilazan or a Nachash Pashas. And he was just saying the Halacha that Chilazan is Nachash. So even according, and he's saying this mum is Chilazan that looks like a Nachash. So even if be that Chumra, this, you'd be Yaitz say that Chumra. But L'chara, either way, it would be either side of the Shiloh would be okay. So L'chara, it's not like a Din Karpas L'Edis, whether it's the Kula or the Chumra. L'chara here is a pshat that the Talmud Chacham has negias, and if he wants to be matler for himself, why should that bother us if he gave, if his, ultimately his psak would have ended up in being the chumra? So why is this a problem? So Riyashav answers that it's not so pashat. What's a kula and what's a chumra in this shaila of the Gemara of Chilazan looking like a nachash as well, or is Chilazan or nachash sufficient? Looking like any one of them individually is enough. Because the maskana that chilazan hu nachash, which seems to be the maskana of the Gemara, we go with the psak of Rabbi Yossi. So the Tiferes Yisrael says that means there's a blita ala ayin niretz rasoi kinachash, that it looks like a nachash, but umenumer kichilazan. There are body markings or the way chilazan looks. Again, we don't know, but there are certain spots it seems on a chilazan, and the image in the eye has not only a snake image, but also looks like manumer like a chilazan. But according to the case of nachash, if you hold that it's only nachash or only chilazan, so then it's nachash that's manumer kinachash, and chilazan manumer like a chilazan. So let's say you have a case in according to the tzad of only nachash or only chilazan. And then you would have a case where it looks like a nachash, and it's menumer like a chilazain, that wouldn't be a mum. So there is a tzad in that shaila, even though probably if you take a survey of most of the mumim, you'll end up being matter more mumim, the fee that tzad of nachash or chilazain. But there are individual specific cases where it would come out of chumra. And perhaps this shaila of Rabbi Yossi was such a shaila, and therefore Taka was a kula that he gave that psak. Rabbi Yossi also writes, That all this that a chacham can't be matter for himself is if he's coming for hara and getting a heter from the bezin from us. But if he himself thinks it's okay, let's say a chacham in his own barn, he looks at the animal and says, you know what, this looks like it's, I pass it to me, it's a mum. He doesn't go and talk to anybody else or to bezin. It wouldn't be a problem for him to do it. But no one else though, who he would ask to shecht it, no one else would be allowed to rely on him. Because they would need a hara from a bezin, not the chacham himself, to do it. So that would seem to be a big chiddush, because it seems like the chara from the sugyas that we do simply do not trust the negiyas of the chacham. That means even the chacham should have in him that problem of I don't trust myself in this. The kara was that he's not a bal hara in these shilas. So chara, what's really the difference if someone else is shechting or he's shechting? We need a hayra and a psak from a chacham who's not negeya to do it. So that's the chara that one can be ma'ara on the chiddush of Ayato. That's a very big chiddush. And in the pashas, it sounds like you would need a hayra from a chacham. And also, Ayato say he can shech for himself even if we know about it. The chara, we would find out that the chacham is going and doing it himself, would seem that the bezin would have to step in and say, you're sorry, you can't make this psak. You have to get the psak from somebody else.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.